I was talking to you via email the other day about who's the candidate to vote for Conservative people for mayor in this election, because it's a historically Conservative district. Waikato district first came into being about 33 years ago, I think, and this will be the first time that there isn't a male farmer as the mayor of the district, which is times change. And I'm just observing that, like, I'm not trying to lay anything on anyone there. But it does speak of change, and so it did interest me about whether there was someone for Conservative people to vote for, and especially after I saw Axel Beck's campaign poster, which had the word progressive on it, I thought that's a phrase that's kind of code for, well, not conservative, basically. But you were telling me that Jackie Church has some conservative credentials, John?
Well, probably not very good, because she sort of she's tended to vote with Axel on things in the council and with the mainstream of what the council's been doing.
Okay.
But, yeah, she did. If you look at her Facebook page, you'll find there's a few photos of her at National Party events.
Although you wondered if her area that were the only events to go to.
Yeah, it's quite a likely explanation.
Yeah, like if she's going to get out and meet people, that's the place to do it. Yeah.
And as a local councillor, she's obviously been keen to go to events like that and meet her local constituents. And as we speculate, probably National Party events are the only things that are happening up in that rural part of the north side of Waikato District.
So that's her base up there. That's her constituency.
Yeah, sort of Turaco area. Yes.
Yeah. But then up there, the other thing too, of course, to add into the mix, because our last mayor, he arrived when the district, he first got voted in when the district was smaller, and we didn't have all that part of the old Franklin district and south of the border of the new Auckland City Council area, and that's changed the mix of people from a rurally dominated council to one that's more of a mix now?
I think probably the growth of population has changed it, because that growth hasn't been in people who are farming or working the land, but it's been in people who are doing various urban occupations. So in that there's been, whenever you go up to Auckland, whether you go by train or road, you see that massive growth at Pōkeno.
Yeah, you can't miss it. Yeah.
Not sure which you see more of it from, whether it's the train or the road. They both show how much it's grown up there.
So it's widespread.
Those people aren't farmers. And similarly, when you go to the other side of the district and look at Tamahere and that area, then it's really quite a dormitory suburb of Hamilton there.
Yeah, and so I wonder if people will be parochial about who they vote for, because that's, I mean, I don't know how much of the population is in that northern area now, but it's going to become the dominant part of the district in time, isn't it?
They've increased the number of councillor seats that they've got up there.
Despite the fact that there's actually been a reduction in general seats, they've got more.
There hasn't been a reduction in general seats. We've still got the same number, haven't we, I think?
Well, no, they took, because they've added the two new
Māori
wards in.
It's a smaller proportion.
I thought there were less seats overall. The same amount overall. So you put in the two Māori wards, and then so you have to have less general seats, and that's why they've done the big change. That's what I thought. Am I wrong?
I must admit, I can't remember. I did know detail a few months ago, but it's one of those things that I've forgotten.
I thought that I did think that's what was behind the major change.
We need to look
wards.
It up.
Yeah, for us here in Raglan Whangaroa, our ward is the least changed of all the wards. It's just an extension of the old Raglan ward out further, and then renamed to the Whangaroa ward. So that's pretty. That we are the most stable kind of ward.
Yeah, I think they've added on one mesh block in the top northeast corner and taking one off in the bottom southeast corner. So
really,
I think one's offset the other. But,
so that's no change at all. So what? How normally you would have? I guess we've had more people as well, have we?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Because the only ward that's got fewer people than it should have is the one immediately north of us, over the other side of the harbour.
Okay. How many people on average, population wise, per councillor are there? Have you got that? Because I saw those stats.
20,000, but I'm sure that's wrong.
That's about 60,000 in the district.
Yes.
So it's like 6,000 or 7,000, isn't it?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
reminding me.
Yeah. So and our population, we know our population in the Raglan Whangaroa area is about 6,000 now, well, at the last census, probably increased a lot.
They keep doing estimates in between the censuses, and the last census might not have been too accurate. We'll find out when the next one comes along, maybe.
There was in that council report about the harbour, there was, and I've forgotten the number there, but a statement about how populous the town was, and it seemed absurdly high to me. But, well, I can't even remember the number, so we won't talk about it. We just get back to...
It's around about 3,500 at the moment.
Yeah, in the urban area. Let's get back to our mayoral speculation. And I was just wondering whether the people in the north will vote for their candidate because she's up there, and the people in the south will vote for their candidate because he's from down here. Or does Axel Beck... He gets a big leg up from being the deputy mayor. And
he's done a lot of work on the blueprint, so people have been seeing him all around the district, and he's also been involved in the sewage works upgrade that hopefully is coming along for us.
Yeah,
so he's been chairing all those meetings.
So he's been out and about, and I am impressed with his ability to relate to people from across the political spectrum. He seems to be really good at that, and that will probably help him as well. Are we being pundits here and saying he's going to be the next mayor, John, or are we holding back?
We don't have the advantage of any opinion polls, even if I get it wrong. So.
And the reason I was looking at the left-right thing is because if Jackie Church is the Conservative candidate, or the candidate that the Conservatives would be most comfortable with, the other side of the political spectrum, we've got Ra Puriri locally and Kori Kori Hawkins, who are going to probably split up the left-wing liberal vote, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to see what any of them stand for, so I'm hoping this evening I might find out. Because so far, none of them has said very much that's all that meaningful.
So did you hear my interview with Ra yesterday?
No, I haven't had time to listen to that yet.
Have you read his website?
Yes. I'm still not a lot wiser.
Oh, really? Okay.
Except it keeps getting updated, and I've not read it for a week or so, so it could have some new stuff on it.
Actually, I noticed yesterday it was very different to the how it had been a few weeks earlier. Well, I mean, you'll get the chance. People shouldn't call me.
Yeah.
Shouldn't call me when I'm on the air. There's someone from out of town. Okay, so you're not making any bets at this point in time?
Well, because he's been around the district quite a lot, and because he's deputy mayor, Axel Beck is probably the favourite.
Yeah.
Somebody's sending me a message now as well, so it may be the same person.
Can you tell Aaron? Well, then they know we're on the air. Stop it. Okay. And you get another message. All right, so we'll leave the mayoral race. I also talked to Ross Wallace yesterday, who is a rural guy. We described him, those exact words, farming up Okite Road. His family's been there for generations.
Because Jackie Church describes herself as representing a rural area and having a farming background as well.
So we're still on the mayoral one. Okay, you wanted to put that in there.
Yeah.
But that's not what she does now, is it? Or is not what she was doing before she became a councillor? She's not currently farming?
She also has a commerce degree and experience as a Pukekohe business owner, she says.
Okay.
That's what she's doing at the moment. I haven't checked what her business is.
Okay, all right. Get your phones going nuts. Can I talk about the next thing now?
If my phone allows you to.
Yeah. So Ross is running for community board. As we know, the community board's been expanded to include a lot of the rural area around the town. He thought that was great. He always thought it was weird that he couldn't come along and participate in the community board. So that's a good thing. I think he will genuinely represent the interests of rural people on the board if he gets elected, because he knows that life well.
Because on the last review of the boundaries, there was a debate as to whether there was any difference between rural and urban people in the Whangarei area, and I think the commissioners reached the conclusion there wasn't really much difference because people move from urban to rural and vice versa.
Was that an argument against the mayor's desire
to split it up into two separate sections of Raglan Community Board, an urban and a rural?
I think there are some things like he was saying that he feels a little bit forgotten about by council in some areas. So I think there is representation to be had for people out there. Whether the mayor is right and that there needs to be specific urban seats, I guess we'll see, because well, maybe he will or won't get voted on, but there are more urban people than rural people in our district.
Yep. And it's not a proportional representation system, so
yeah.
If the people in town don't vote for him and the people in the country do, then he's not going to succeed.
But yeah. But I don't think we're that we're not that parochial. I think it's just that who knows him, basically, and he'll obviously be well known in the rural community.
Yeah, especially well, that's the argument that the commissioners accepted, that there wasn't that much difference between rural and urban in this area, and nobody had actually asked for a split to be made except the mayor.
Yeah, he had a sudden sort of panic about it in the last minute, but it was too late at that point to introduce a new concept. I think that's also what the commissioner said. What else have we got? I talked to Shanae Kokup Hughes, who is standing for the new Māori ward, and she's been, since the age of 18, for the last 6 years on the Taupiri Community Board. She had a really interesting story. So she's one of three candidates for that new seat. I'm very excited to be standing to be. She said even if she doesn't win, she's just excited to be part of that new seat. New, I call them seats?
Yes.
Okay.
Or wards.
Yeah. Or wards, the new ward. Yeah. Yeah.
So it gives you a seat on the council benches. Yeah.
Rightio. They're more comfortable than benches now, John, aren't they?
Yeah, they're quite plush seats.
Yeah. So we already put out yesterday a transcript and podcast of the Ross Wallace interview. Over the next 2 days, we're putting out the Ra Puriri one and Shanae Kokup Hughes' one. Wednesday, tomorrow, I'm interviewing the Deputy Mayor, Axel Beck, who we've just been talking about. And so we'll continually do these interviews and put out podcasts and transcripts. So there'll be lots for people to find out about if they want to find out about. And we're also going to spam the notice board Facebook group and page so that people really will know there's an election on.
You can send yourself to sleep by listening to all the podcasts.
No, John, we don't say that. This is bad.
If you listen to all of them late at night, I think you probably will.
Bad PR. No, my podcasts are very interesting. And in actual fact, Shanae had a really interesting story just about her life of getting politically active from 16 over in Taupiri. And I'd recommend that one for people, even if they're not interested in, well, you can't vote for that ward, which a lot of us can't. Still interesting story. Shall we move on from the election? Do we have anything else to add?
I don't, but you've been talking to more people, and I'm talking to one of the regional councillor candidates tonight, Fred Litchfield.
So. Okay, so that's on as well. I will catch up with him in a week or two. But if you want to hear from Fred right away. And the interview with John is different than the one with me. So Fred might say more. Actually, no, Fred doesn't hold back whoever interviews him, let's be honest. So
His legal case has been settled now.
In his
favour.
Yeah, well, Russ Remington, I guess someone pointed out to Russ or it dawned on himself to be pursuing legal action against one of the other candidates for the regional council during the election was not really the vibe he was going for. I presume that's why he withdrew.
When it's costing the regional council quite a lot, and therefore ratepayers,
Yeah, and if he's had to go to public meetings where people are accosting him, saying, why are you wasting our ratepayers' money? Also not the look he's going for. Yeah.
And they didn't get the transcript that they wanted from the interview that I did with Fred, so...
Well, they could make their own transcript. The podcast was available. I was perplexed, and I don't understand the legal system they wanted. So the background here, folks, is that Fred said stuff, well, he said stuff everywhere, but he specifically said stuff on an interview with John, and the podcast was available, and we wrote an article about it, and then we were asked for a copy of the transcript, and I said, we don't have a proper transcript, you should do your own. And then lawyers got in touch asking for affidavits from the person who did the podcast and transcript, saying that that was what...
I didn't really understand
what Fred said. This is what I don't understand. When they've got a copy of the audio file, why do they need affidavits? It turned out to be from you and from Maki, who does our transcripts. And Maki's like, well, why? I didn't even listen to it live. I've just got the copy of the file like you. Oh, sorry, she didn't do a transcript. She did an article.
But that wasn't word for word, which is what they wanted.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so asking her in particular, I thought, was a waste of time. And you didn't seem inclined to be too cooperative, John. But again, it comes back to they've got a copy of the audio. Why do they need your affidavit? Yes. Do you think there's something in the power of saying we've got 20 affidavits against you that they were going for?
have no idea. It's not an area of law that I've ever dealt with.
Okay, well, you've dealt with more law than I have, so I thought maybe you could help. All right, we don't understand, but that's what was happening, and now it's been withdrawn, and roll on the election, basically. But
yep, be interesting to see how Russ Remington gets on in Hamilton, because I haven't noticed how many people are standing against him, but check that.
Yeah, I one thing for Fred, I think this will, he's now appears to be the guy who opposed the old dinosaur who thinks that the Māoris are trying to steal the three waters. So Fred's probably enhanced his reputation within the wider part of our district for people who hadn't really heard of him before. I imagine it's been good for his campaign, but again, we don't have polls to work with here, so we're not entirely sure.
But the headlines for a year or so have been against him, so people might remember that.
They might, but the most recent
stuff... We'll
see
when it comes to the polls again. We don't have opinion polls to tell us which way people are going.
Yeah, yeah. Are the opinion polls just for, like, the Auckland mayoralty, which is, like, the big
yes.
one?
Yeah. No, we'll find out a lot more about the Auckland and Wellington mayors than we will about the Waikato district ones.
Probably the work we're doing here at Raglan Community Radio is the most comprehensive work that's happening.
Yes.
Which is quite alarming, I think.
Which is why the turnout is so low, so only about one in three people are likely to vote.
Yeah, and our turnout here was better than it had been in the past 3 years ago, and it was better than the other parts of the district, so I think we could take some credit for that, John. Basically, I think it was spamming the notice board with podcasts that did it last time.
Of course, it's not just the radio, but we've also got the Raglan 23 website and the local paper. So
yeah,
between the three of us, we managed to involve more people than elsewhere in the district.
Yeah, yeah, I think we are kind of blessed with that.